Paul Bremer, the top civilian administrator in Iraq, has made his first official tour of northern Iraq. Yesterday, Bremer visited Mosul. He's denied newspaper reports that he plans to delay the formation of an interim Iraqi government. NPR's Guy Raz traveled with Bremer and is now in Baghdad. When will an Iraqi-led authority be established?
It's hard to say exactly when, Bob, because we actually haven't had a firm answer on this from the civilians now running the U.S.-led reconstruction office. The original timeline that was set by Paul Bremer's predecessor, Jay Garner, was to have some type of interim Iraqi authority set up by around the end of this month. There are two local administrations now working in two cities in Iraq. One is in the southern city of Umm Qasr, and the other is in the northern city of Mosul, where Paul Bremer went yesterday.
Why did Bremer pick Mosul for his first official visit outside Baghdad since arriving there nearly a week ago?
I think it was a very calculated trip. Mosul, you know, has its share of problems, like severe gasoline shortages and some lingering crime. But it really is leaps and bounds ahead of Baghdad in what's taken place there already. Mosul has a working city administration, as I mentioned, which is led by Iraqis. And while the council really hasn't taken full control of the city, it's already done some significant things, like weeding out former Ba'ath Party members from the university. So I think Mosul was a chance for Bremer to get a sense of how the American civilian and military officials have tried to work with local leaders there to set up a government. And in Mosul, unlike in other cities in Iraq, the people actually know who the players are. So yesterday, Bremer was guided around the city by the commanding officer in northwest Iraq, Major General David Petraeus, and everybody knew who he was.
Are residents in Baghdad still complaining about the looting and lack of services?
Yes, very much so, Bob. And in fact, this morning, there was a pretty large demonstration in the city center. About 10,000 Shiite Muslims were calling on U.S. forces to withdraw from the city, and they were also accusing the U.S. administration here of having plans to install a sort of puppet regime. Now, most ordinary Iraqis, people throughout the country and in Baghdad, share many of their concerns. I should say that there is a broad consensus here that the security situation really needs to be dealt with quickly, and essential services really do need to be restored in the capital.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.